Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your love, your mercies, your great and precious promises, new every morning, Lord. So thank you. We acknowledge you in all our ways, even in our devotions and in our understanding. Thank you, Lord, that you make our path straight, Lord. You make it straight, Lord, to help and encourage others to systematically take hold of their God and systematically walk with him from the darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, so that they can receive the forgiveness and the goodness you've given to us, so that we can partake of the inheritance that is laid out for our lives. In Jesus' name, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 12 from verse 33 to 35. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, who are evil, say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
Yeah, hallelujah. You know, at this time, Jesus is the only light in the darkness, the only one with the right heart and the right spirit leading him. And so he's bringing justice, he's proclaiming justice, righteousness, peace, and he's bringing righteousness, peace, justice, and healing to the world. And praise God, he has fallen into the ground to bear much fruit. And as we turn away from the world, the things of this world, and we turn to him, and then daily follow him, so that we can be where he is. He instructs us, writes the laws on our hearts, right, and writes them in our mind, in our understanding, so that we can be relevant. We can systematically grow and encourage others to put their trust in the Almighty God so as to make their way right. So we make the tree good is by turning away, turning to the Lord, receiving the Spirit, understanding we're in the kingdom now, partaking of kingdom blessings by listening to the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And that's the way we bear fruit. That's the way we fulfill we are fulfilling our purpose. We're fulfilling the justice of our call, encouraging and enlightening and motivating others. But if you don't want this, you're not making the tree good. Then you still stay in the deception and in the lies, and you're being torn by the wolves, keeping you away from your destiny, your inheritance, your name written in heaven. So just as Jesus was here in verses 17 to 21, you could see him fulfilling the prophetic word, the name written for him, what he had, God had ordained for him by the leading of the Spirit. He fulfills it from verses 17 to 21. So it's proclaiming justice, it's living in the justice and bringing justice, and he's ruling and reigning now to bring justice to victory, righteousness to victory. So stay in tune with your God, draw close to him, walk conscious of him, and be not just a hearer, but a doer. And the storms will not overcome you, and you will bear your fruit in season. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen. Amen.